Are you wanting to dive into that home repair, but just don't know where to begin? Let the Rosie on the House Show go to work for you. Get on the line now at 1-888-ROSIE-4U. Confusion under the moonlight.
Such a night. And welcome back to Rosie on the House. We're talking about serving the Arizona homeowner. We have Devin, Gloria, and Rich on hold. We have an open line for you if you'd like to jump in, 1-888-767-4348. Before we get to the callers, Romy, you were thanking our flagship station for participating with the tickets on the Diamondbacks that we give away. You know, our flagship station needs a little congratulations as well with their broadcasts over this past week. Did you hear what they raised for the folks in Texas?
No.
Victimized by Hurricane Harvey? I caught it occasionally. I'd hear them talking about the fund that they were raising, and I think it was on Tuesday they had like $316,000. On Wednesday it was like $485,000. On it was like on Friday – it was like approaching $900,000. So, congratulations to all you listeners of KTAR who participated and helped fund the recovery efforts for Hurricane Harvey. I've talked to all my family. Unfortunately, we do have a lot of family in that part of the country. Most of the Romeros were on the rescuing side of the event. None of my family actually had water enter their house, although it did enter the garage and come up to the step just going into the house at Mary Catherine's, but they stayed high and dry. Only in Texas would you have a video go viral where two Texas citizens in monster trucks were pulling a National Guard truck out of a flooded bayou.
Nice.
That's the way we do it in Texas, huh? Right? So, anyway, congratulations to all of you, and thank you for all of you KTAR listeners who participated in putting that recovery fund together for Hurricane Harvey. And that was just after they recently broke the record for the funds raising for the Phoenix Children's Hospital. What was that, $1.6
million?
Mm-hmm. So, congratulations, KTAR. Congratulations, Saul, and thank you to all your listeners. All right, let's get to the callers, see if we can jump through a few of these. Let's get to Devin. Devin, thank you for your patience. How can we help you, my friend?
No problem. Thank you for taking my call. I just have a question. We bought a home in June and moved in, and we went on a little bit of a vacation. We've gone for a while, but ever since the moment we moved in, and especially since we got back just a few weeks ago, we just had a huge scorpion problem. I sprayed the home before we moved in. We've had it professionally sprayed multiple times, outside, inside, everywhere, but we continue to see just tons of scorpions. And we're getting to the point where we want to possibly seal our home. You know, we've looked online and we see these companies that, you know, will seal the cracks and certain portions of your home to try and prevent scorpions from getting inside. And I just wonder if it's worth the money. It's quite expensive, but yesterday I killed five myself outside. We found six or seven inside. I mean, we're starting to feel like it's an infestation. Just wonder if you think it's worth the money to get it sealed.
Wow. Well, you know, you said a ton of scorpions, and I've had people tell me they've seen a ton of scorpions, and I ask them, give me a quantify. Well, I saw three last month. But if you're seeing 11 a day, that's a ton of scorpions. Yeah. That's a lot. And I will tell you that it is not unusual to see scorpions once you return from a vacation where the house has been sitting empty and quiet and undisturbed. They do tend to make themselves a little bit more visible in those instances. So we have been in our home for like 30-plus years. For 25 of those years, we never saw, while the kids were growing up, we never saw a scorpion in our house. And just in the last 5 or 6 years, we've seen a few, enough that where I don't get up at night to go to the restroom without a pair of slippers on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm not walking barefoot around at night anymore. But the way we've dealt with it is a couple ways. Not every exterminator is created equal. We recruited the experts at Blue Sky Pest Control to help us. We started applying judicious amounts of DE around the entry ports around the house. You have to be careful about some of these sealing services because some of them seal cracks and weep holes in your stucco that you actually need. The stucco requires them. And I've actually seen some insect companies go down to the bottom of the stucco wall and seal all of that up. There's nothing you could do worse for your house than that. So you could contact Blue Sky Pest Control. You could get some DE. You can get a black light and, you know, do your hunting. And you'll get on top of it with the use of DE and black lighting. You can probably knock it way down yourself. But if you really want to eliminate it, I'd call the folks at Blue Sky and have them come out and give me an estimate for protecting the family.
Okay. Because, you know, I understand what you're saying about needing those areas. And they talk about how they use a flexible silicone. But in your opinion, it's not the right thing to do to seal it.
It is not
worth the money.
It is not the right thing to do. It is not the right thing to do. And you know what's funny, Devin, is, you know, visiting with my family, we were talking about Hurricane Harvey. When I talk to my family back in Louisiana and South Texas, you know, they always wonder, gosh, how can you live, you know, in an area where there's scorpions and rattlesnakes and cactus, everything out there around you either wants to stick you or bite you. Well, I heard from one of my cousins whose house almost flooded. You know, when you have water completely around you, every rat, every nutria, and every snake, and even alligator are looking for dry places. And if your house is the only dry one in the neighborhood, you are going to have. My cousin, after Katrina, found 18 snakes inside their house. Needless to say, my cousin moved back in the house, but his wife never did. Never did move back in that house. So let's go to the next call. Let's welcome Gloria. Good morning, Gloria. Calling from Mesa. How can we help you, dear?
Good morning, sir. Thank you. Okay, so we recently had our roof repaired because we're in East Mesa and we had a lot of rain.
Okay.
We had some roof leaking problems in a hallway, and there was quite a lot of water. But that's all repaired, so now we're left with these stains up on that in that hallway. So we're not sure if we're supposed to just paint that, or how do we know if that drywall up there has to be replaced, or do we just paint?
Well, did the drywall sag at all, Gloria?
Not at all.
Okay. Then chances are you're probably not going to have to worry about replacing it at all.
Awesome.
Now, when you get that water on your sheetrock, it creates a brown water stain on the surface inside the house.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, is that brown stain, is that the size of a softball or the size of a basketball?
It's actually way bigger than that. There's it's maybe 2-3 feet wide.
Okay. Well, here you're going to want to get to the Ace Hardware store in your neighborhood and pick up a product called Kilz, K-I-L-Z. It's a spray can, okay? And you have to spray that stain with a lacquer sealer before you paint it, because that stain will come through any paint you put up there, okay? So what you have to do is you have to take that Kilz spray can and spray that stain. And it sounds like it's a pretty big area, but here's a picture I want to paint in your head. If the stain was the size of a basketball, you need to spray the Kilz three times that big, because in the humidity of next monsoon season, the moisture inside that sheetrock will actually creep that stain out farther and it'll reappear. So if you seal it in an area 2 to 3 times bigger than the stain actually is, it won't ever recur again. So get it sprayed, and that area is big enough. You actually might just buy a one-gallon can of Kills and roll it on the area. Let that dry. Then you can repaint all the way around. One final test you might want to do before you have to decide whether or not to replace the sheetrock or not is just take an ice pick. When was the leak, Gloria?
Maybe like the last few weeks. Well, maybe a month ago.
Okay.
A month ago when the monsoons were really bad.
Okay. But take a pocket knife or an ice pick and just poke the area in the center of that stain, because the center of the stain is where it would have been the most wet. And just make sure that there is some resistance to your ice pick or your knife blade. You want it to be like trying to go in through something very hard like plywood. You don't want it to be mushy like a sponge. Confirm that it's firm back up, it's dried up. Paint the area twice the size of the existing stain with a product called Kills, and then use whatever sealing paint you want, and you're going to be in good shape. That ought to get you taken care of. Sorry that you had the roof leak, but appreciate you calling us and letting us help you talk you through how to get solved there. Let's see if we can help Rich in Tucson. Good morning, Rich.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for taking my call here.
You bet, man.
I'm building a new home, and I'm having it pre-plumbed for a water softener.
Okay.
And I know you've had special shows on this, but I forgot what I learned.
Okay. All right.
So, well, I need to know water softener or reverse osmosis, pros and cons.
Okay. Well, people always ask me, should I get a water softener? And really the right question is, should I get a water treatment system at my house? Because the question is, what are we trying to accomplish? Okay. You can put a charcoal filter underneath your kitchen sink that will take out the chlorine being provided by the city and get that chlorine taste out of your drinking water that you make and you cook with. Okay, that's the simplest way you can go. The other thing you can do is you can pour water in a jar and just leave it out on the counter and let it off gas. That's water treatment as well.
Well, that's not a problem because we have a refrigerator that has a filter built in it and gives us good water.
Perfect.
But I'm more concerned about scale on showers and things like that.
Okay. So then the question is, do I go with a descaler or do I go with a water treatment system to ever prevent the scale? The fact that it's a new house, Rich, I'm going to tell you, definitely go with a conventional water softener. And it'll prevent that scale from ever building up on your new plumbing fixtures, your new ceramic tile shower, your new glass doors. I love softened water. I really do. And then they will automatically, or they'll all but automatically, recommend that you put a reverse osmosis system under your kitchen sink so that you can get the drinking and the cooking water as purified as possible. And in Tucson, we're a big, big believer of the Kinetico system. So call Kinetico. Jack will come out to the house and tell him hello for me when he shows up, and you'll be in good hands. Congratulations on the construction of the new house. More with Connie and you when we get back at Rosie on the House.